Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno Tuesday called for the long-delayed construction of a wood-burning power plant to move forward. Project opponents who had a chance encounter with the mayor say they're not giving up. About two dozen people rallied in Court Square in downtown Springfield Tuesday afternoon to protest the decision by the city's Health and Human Services Commissioner, Helen Colton Harris, not to hold a site assignment hearing for the biomass power plant that Palmer Renewable Energy proposes to build in East Springfield. Lisa Torres, an organizer with Arise for Social Justice, said a local health board review is necessary to ascertain the impact the plant would have on Springfield's already poor air quality and high rates of child asthma.
We are hoping that the mayor and the health commissioner will understand, as parents themselves, the reasons why we are so adamant that this site assignment hearing should still be held.
Colton Harris, in a written decision last week rejecting the site assignment hearing, said the concerns of plant opponents had been addressed during the lengthy permitting process conducted by the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection. The protesters plan to go to the mayor's city hall office and drop off a petition along with a copy of the Dr. Seuss book, The Lorax. They highlighted a quote from the book, "Unless someone like you cares a whole awful lot, nothing's ever going to get better. It's not." As the group was heading to City Hall, they had a chance encounter with Sarno, who had come out of the building on his way to a meeting.
I'm Lisa.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. I'm from Arise for Social Justice. We're all here together to deliver this book to you, the biomass facility plan.
Yes.
Just to take into consideration of for Helen Colton Harris to reconsider. So we wanted to just personally deliver this book to you called The Lorax. You
okay.
Can take some time and, you know, read the book and, you know, the letter that we have in there for you.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Sarno, speaking with reporters, said the project has secured all necessary construction and environmental permits and should move forward.
And on a personal note, my youngest daughter, Kiara, has asthma. I would never do anything to jeopardize the families, the residents here in the city of Springfield, nor my own family.
He said he would not ask his health commissioner to reconsider her decision.
I stand by that decision moving forward, and I look upon this as an economic development project.
The mayor's office later issued a statement that said the project will provide 200 construction jobs, 50 permanent and well-paying jobs, and $1 million in local tax revenue, along with a host agreement worth $2 million, with $1.3 million earmarked towards public health initiatives. Environmental activists who have lost a succession of court rulings over the project say they are considering their options. The Massachusetts Conservation Law Foundation has sued over the MassDEP's issuing an air permit for the proposed plant. A decision in that case appears to be all that is holding up the project. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.